columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com.
Go to 1043thefan.com and subscribe to The Fan Daily for the latest columns, blogs, news, videos, and more sent directly to your inbox every weekday morning.
Now here's The Drive.
Your pals, D-Mac, Nick, Tyler, Brittany, Richie. Who's Michigan State losing to over the weekend? What are they?
They lost to Indiana.
I know. Sorry. They're nationally ranked, though. Or weren't they nationally ranked?
Yeah. But that was a bad loss.
CU. Is CU still nationally ranked, Tyler? They're hanging in by their...
They're definitely having a good season. Let me check.
They were, I thought, 23, 24, 25, something like that. We got Arizona taking on Arizona State this weekend. Everybody's tied into that one. Arizona State not good this year, unfortunately. Nick, Georgia Tech, do they do anything in basketball? Ooh.
Not anymore.
All right.
Yeah, that's exactly how it feels to be a Tech fan.
What happened to those Bobby Kremins days? What happened to those glory?
Bobby Kremins.
What happened to Mark Price and all those
Stephon
guys?
Stephon Marbury.
Yeah, what happened to all that?
I don't know. I mean, times have changed. He moved on.
How do you not have great sports teams with a beautiful campus, a place that is a stone's throw from downtown Atlanta, one of the coolest places, the capital of the South? How is Georgia Tech not dominant in more things?
It's not like...
What is your problem?
Sometimes it's the coaches that are hired, and then some of the recruits, they don't want to come to the school because academically, it's tough. When Adam Gossett was on the program yesterday, we talked about this. I said, well, when it comes to other institutions, everyone says that they graduated. At Georgia Tech, it's like, hey, when did you get out?
Wow.
That's exactly how we refer to it.
I guess it's pretty tricky in the ACC, though, because of North Carolina, Duke.
I mean, yeah.
Places. If you're from the South, wouldn't you want to, if you had a choice.
If you're a kid, you're being recruited, and you know that North Carolina and Duke are there, I mean, you may decide to go to Notre Dame or somewhere else.
Yeah.
To give you an opportunity.
And Syracuse kind of has the Northern Quadrant sewn up, and Miami's in the ACC, though.
What exactly has Syracuse been, like, dominating in?
Basketball.
Recently?
They were in the Final Four a couple years ago.
They were. Is that right before he had his accident?
Before Jim Boehm killed somebody?
Yeah, well,
it was.
You were more blunt about it. I just referred to it as an accident.
That was last year. 2016, they were in the Final Four.
But I think wasn't that like right after or something like that?
No, he killed somebody last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, do you not know this story?
No.
Yeah, it's a horribly tragic accident. There was a car broke down in the middle of the road, and it was dark. And Boeheim, no alcohol in the system at all, coming back from a game. And the car's in the middle of the road. The guy stepped out of the car. Boeheim just went past it on the left and hit the guy, killed him. Just horrible. Just nobody's necessarily fault. Just a horrible, horrible accident. Thanks for bringing down the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you, D-Mac.
You got it. Yeah. All right, Mel Kiper's got his mock. Listen, there's a lot of mocks out there. Come on now with Mel Kiper. It's always cool to see what he's got going on. Let me go through it with you. Mel Kiper, number one, Joe Burrow, Cincinnati, Redskins, Chase Young, and Lions, Okuda. This top three right here is almost
unanimous. It's like unanimous everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay? Yeah. So there's not much to think about.
Has anybody put their name on Herbert, number one?
No.
Nobody.
In a mock?
Yeah.
Not that I've seen, no.
All right.
So this news coming out of the Senior Bowl about Herbert, you know, there's part of me.
You call him Cecil a liar?
No.
Just call him a liar.
But there's part of me that wonders if I'm a scout and I'm a management and I make all the effort to be down there at the good old Senior Bowl. There's part of me that wonders that people might be a little ticked off that Joe Burrow thought he was too good to go to the Senior Bowl.
Why?
Because they all went, there were all
stop.
We're
I mean, all here, seriously, in Mobile.
But what does he have? What more does he have to prove?
Why would he go to the Senior Bowl?
He doesn't have to do anything for me. But I didn't make the trip down to Mobile. You know, I'm not slogging away, you know, it's raining, I'm going indoors now.
That's why they're upset, because they figure, okay, well, if he comes down to Mobile, we don't really have to do our work as far as taking a trip to
evaluate. I'm just saying, they just, you know, maybe like, oh, well, he's not, well, look at Justin Herbert. You know, Burrow, he's feeling a little too good for us.
You know, I always question, like,
It'll all change by the combine, by the way. It'll all change.
I always question, like, what's the motivation behind storylines that come out this time of year? You know, a lot of deception that's going on. But I can't find what the motivation would be for this. Like, even if for the Bengals, they really didn't want to take Joe Burrow, like, let's say they really wanted to trade out. Wouldn't the best thing you could possibly do is just hype up Joe Burrow to, like, ultimate extremes?
Maybe not, like, because, like, if it's so ridiculous, like, you're never going to, like, eventually the Browns got there, like, we're not moving, we like Baker Mayfield. I think actually kind of the opposite. If you throw that, hey, we may make something.
I don't know, man.
You see what you can get.
I don't know, man. I think I would be like, I am all in on this dude.
It seems
you gotta give me the next century's worth of draft picks if you want him.
It does seem insane. All right, let me keep going.
Sorry.
Isaiah Simmons.
Sorry, Dad.
It's okay. Isaiah Simmons, four to the Giants. That's different. That's when I was talking to you, Nick, earlier about Simmons kind of, you know, getting on the accelerator a little bit. That's a great example of it right there. Five, Dolphins, Tagovailoa. Seen that all over the place. Six, Chargers. Justin Herbert, seen that all over the place. Again, this is Mel Kiper. Seven, Panthers, Derek Brown, see that all over the place. Top 10 guy. Andrew Thomas, number eight to the Cardinals. So you can see, when it comes to offensive linemen, there's a waiting period.
Actually, there's a little bit of a trickle-down going on, because a month ago, Andrew Thomas was a top five guy. A lot of these guys were way up there.
Well, that's the that's on the Giants. That's going to be on the Giants if he becomes a top five guy.
Yeah, but O-line, for whatever reason, there seems to be a trickle-down going on right now.
How happy are they with Nate Solder?
Giants, he had a rough year.
Yeah.
Nate had a rough year. Right. Great friend of mine. Rough year.
Right.
He's definitely struggled over his career, especially
I don't know what his money situation is, though, because he's making a boatload of money. And so if they're tied in, they're tied in. I don't know if they can get out of it.
Right. Solder is a better run blocker than he is a pass protector.
Nate's a complicated story. I think the world of Nate. I don't know how's their son doing, like,
you know,
all that stuff.
I don't know exactly, but he's doing okay.
Okay.
Hanging on.
His son has terrible medical condition that Nate and his wife were
going cancer
back and forth.
A baby.
For treatment, like, horrible. So even moving for Nate, I was wondering, like, boy, oh boy, is that. But you're in the New York City area. I'm sure the care is fantastic. So
Nate's one of the world's best human beings.
Yep.
Best human beings.
All right. Number nine, Kinlaw to the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is where things are like kind of all over the place. The first part is kind of safe, and then I don't know.
Okay, well, now you're getting into territory from here on out. Now you're getting into territory. If you got a guy, this is Broncos range, okay? If you really got a guy, you can fire up to 10. You can fire up to this range.
All right, so if you love Kinlaw,
you can do it.
You can do it if you love him, but you're going to have to do something. This guy, Mekhi Becton. There's some fun tape on this dude.
The big guy.
6'7", 370, Louisville. There's some fun stuff about here. It's just, I'm just like, oh my gosh. Are you a big athlete, or are you just a fat dude that can't move? I mean, who are you?
All right, he'll be my weekend project, because I am fascinated by him. I watched one game. I watched the highlights of one game for him. And, dude, he's enormous. Absolutely enormous. He moves pretty well for being as big as he is, but he looked soft. He was like getting bull rushed. He was getting pushed back into the pocket, and I was not blown away in the one game I watched. But I've only watched one.
Okay.
So I'm going to do a little bit of a weekend project on him, because he is fascinating.
By the way, Simmons, yeah, but he's that safety linebacker. No cornerbacks, no safeties yet, really. What is Simmons? Is he more of a linebacker or a safety? Well, what's he going to be?
See, that's the great thing about him, because he has so much versatility. I mean, he can rush the passer. He can drop from the linebacker position. And then, I mean, for a guy of his size, he still can go hash to hash, you know, from a safety standpoint. So if you're a team that you have some holes all over your defense and you're looking for that guy to be kind of maybe a third down rover type guy, he fits the mold.
Is he He's out there though, every down. He's
yeah, he can be every because okay. his versatility he can be and, every down guy.
And okay. I totally value your opinion. I mean, it's your position. But that actually concerns me when I hear that. Like I saw Todd McShay, like he described him as a pass rusher. And then I see other guys describe him as a
pass rusher?
Is yes.
Inside
yes.
pass rusher?
McShay, no, edge. As an edge pass rusher.
Hmm.
I see other guys describe him as a linebacker. I see other guys describe him as a safety. And I've watched the film, and the guy's an animal. But that, like, concerns me. Like, what is he? What are you going to do? What's he going to specialize in?
Well, the one thing about it is that if you have holes on all three of those levels, he can fill those holes for you. I mean, when you see a guy and he's doing a lot of different things, you're like, well, what is he actually great at? But when I look at what Brett Venables was trying to do with him at Clemson, they didn't have a lot of guys that can move like he did. So that's
what would you do with him? What would he play? Like in a perfect world, what is his spot?
I would use him like Cam Chancellor. I would bring him down maybe in third down, and I can now use him to match up like with a guy like Travis Kelce.
Is he a tight end eliminator?
Because of his skill set and his length. I mean, when you look at
that's
his,
pretty valuable.
His
that's
basketball wingspan, I mean, it's enormous. So to me, if you want to lock up those tight ends, and we've seen a lot of hybrid tight ends come into this league, he could be that guy. It's just so many things that you can utilize with his skill set if you're a defensive coordinator. You just have to be creative.
The Giants are in the NFC East. I got some challenges with the Eagles and the Cowboys, I suppose. Yeah. I mean, everybody's got those tight ends. All right, moving along. So we are up to 11 with the Jets. Jedrick Wills, offensive tackle from, which I put up on my big board this
week. Another big boy.
Yep. Then number 12, Raiders. So you see you got Wills, you got Becton, and you got Thomas. You got a run of tackles. From 8 through 11.
I'm sorry, remind me, where did you have Herbert again?
Herbert 6 to the to the Chargers.
Okay.
So you start with tackles, Andrew Thomas, Becton, Will. So bam, you just lost three tackles.
Now it's time to throw the run on wide receivers now.
Las Vegas Raiders, CeeDee Lamb, first wide receiver off the board. You like that? Is he the best wide receiver? Of all these great wide receivers, is he the best?
Well, I've got Ruggs as my top wide receiver on my board, so... I don't think he's the best.
Well, CD isn't the best, but he is electric with the ball in his hands.
You ready for another wide receiver? Number 13, Colts, Jerry Jeudy. Okay. Mm. Now we're looking at Alabama's second. Like, we got Fant. Now we're looking at, you know, the other guy. 14.
No, Judy's number one. Ruggs is two.
14. Yeah, well, that's what I just said. Jeudy 13 to the Colts.
Oh, I got you.
This is interesting. Tampa Bay Bucks, Tristan Wirfs, number 14, right ahead of the Broncos. Ouch.
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 Yeah, big time ouch.
So.
Do you think when the Broncos are on the clock, and that being this being an ideal situation where they decide to try to move up to get it?
I don't know. But this might be the scenario because you had to beat the Raiders, so we're not just sitting there at 10 or something, right? We're at 15. If we were at 10, we'd be in the middle of the tackle run.
Take whatever you want.
Right. But here we are. If they don't move up, what if the scenario is the four tackles have come off the board? Is the fifth tackle on the board better than fill in the blank? There's been no cornerbacks taken.
None.
There's been two defensive tackles taken, no running backs, and wide receivers too. So is the fifth tackle better than the
best wide receiver?
Third best wide receiver, theoretically. Yeah.
The answer to that is probably no. That's the honest answer.
Right.
You know, and that's why you're going to see wide receivers come up often.
Right.
You're going to have a tremendous amount of talent available at wide receiver. And you balance it. It's best player available. They've all got a grade. They go down on that sheet just with their grades. And then you talk about your positions of need. And you say, all right, well, what's the blend? What's the formula?
So because they beat the Raiders, it may push the Broncos out of the tackle business if they stay at 15.
I mean, yeah, exactly. If they stay at 15. But, I mean, if you're in the tackle business, you're in the tackle business. You can move up to number 10. You can move up to number 11.
So,
up to whatever you want.
This is another
if you're in the business, you're in it.
That's right. If they're interested in tackle, if they really don't think James and Bowles are worth it, you're going to have to move up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
period. You just can't sit there and hope. So there's four tackles gone at that point, and that's why Kuiper's got Henry Ruggs
sitting right there.
There you go, and that's how you have a wide receiver for the Broncos, and you can see where it makes sense. It's hard to argue. You just got the, you know, theoretically third-best wide receiver, who's incredibly dynamic, incredibly fast, but he was the number two option. We looked it
up. All right, well, I hope Juwan James is wanting to play football this year, and I hope the Garrett Bowles decides that he's not going to go for a hat trick, you know, and if Garrett stops the penalties, Juwan decides to play, then guess what? I'm okay with the receiver because you've got two in-house tackles that are independently capable of doing their job if everything goes right.
This is where Mike Munchak 2.0 comes in. He had his first year with these two guys. Now he gets a second year with him. With Pat Shurmur's system, can he get them motivated?
You know, and if you truly, truly approach this the right way, and you say, look, we're not winning a championship this year. Whoever we draft, it's not going to change this season drastically. Okay, if you truly look at it appropriately, you could be very optimistic about this draft. Extremely optimistic. Because whether the tackles all come off the board or not, dude, there's going to be incredible wide receivers that are there. So great. Great. You just got a really good football player.
By the way, I'll give you a tackle that we haven't really talked about at all. Josh Jones out of Houston, he has as the next tackle going at 25 to the Vikings. So maybe we should all, you know, have our radar up about, you know, Josh Jones. He doesn't have Austin Jackson in the first round at all. And are there any other tackles after that? Nope, that's it. So that's the way that goes. But there's plenty of wide receivers, man. I mean, there are plenty of LaViska's there. T. Higgins is there.
But you said it yourself. I mean, either you are willing to take the fifth offensive tackle or the third best wide receiver.
I've heard some rumblings.
Those are the options.
I've heard some rumblings. The Bills are very high on LaViska.
Okay. Very high. That makes sense. We had to beat the Raiders. Was it worth it? Seriously. Was it really worth it?
So what do we, what
there,
did we
no
learn?
Wonder stupid Gruden. Gruden was freaking, had that S-eating grin as he was walking
I was
off
wondering,
the field.
When watching the game, yes. I was
Remember
like, why is he smiling? Your team's losing. And he was like, you know what? I win in the end.
On this, he gets to pick the number one wide receiver.
It's like, you guys go ahead and celebrate your victory.
Big win. Congratulations on the big win, guys.
You changed your season. Great job.
Yeah, way to go.
I bet the Raiders move up and take a quarterback.
You really think so?
Yeah. New city. Bright lights.
Well, I think they have another plan for that.
Tom Brady? Maybe. Well, maybe. Al Davis got caught going out to dinner with him in Vegas last week.
Mark Davis?
Or, excuse me. Yeah, my fault.
Al Davis. That would be something.
Well, that's an impressive ghost of the past.
How did that happen?
Only in Vegas.
Yeah, impressive ghost of the past, you know? You never know what you're going to see.
Where were they
Vegas.
Eating dinner? I didn't hear that. I knew they got together at the fight, but I didn't know they went out to dinner.
I don't know. There's some rumblings out there. They got caught together. And so Davis was asked, what were you guys talking about? And apparently he said something like Tom Brady's going to fight someone to open up the new stadium. I forget what his stupid joke was. But, yeah, there's interest there. I think the more realistic thing, dude, for real, you're going to a new city. John Gruden's not in love with Derek Carr. You want to ignite the fan base. Move up. Do a Raider thing. Do something exciting.
Well,
and
they could
get your quarterback.
They could certainly do both. They could bring in Tom Brady for a year to open up the stadium.
If they want to.
And draft a quarterback. Yeah, they could definitely do that. I mean, their question they'd have to ask is, how into Derek Carr are we? You know, they'd have to answer that.
Yeah, they're definitely, if Tom is coming, you definitely have to move past Carr.
Derek Carr took it very personal, by the way.
I saw.
Very personal. He basically said, I'm sick and tired about reading about these other quarterbacks. I look forward to taking the first snap in that stadium, taking every snap until I'm done. That's what he said.
And if Brady is in play, that means that the Raiders definitely taking CeeDee Lamb with that pick, for sure.
Well, unless they have their eyes on a quarterback that they want to, you know, like they Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes, Glenn and Trubisky doctrine. That's the way it works.
Well, they have two picks in. Well, are they two or three picks in?
By the way, it's not such an insane idea now that it like comes up over and over and over again.
I noticed your buddy took a Roby day after we called him out on his concession.
I know.
Yeah.
How about that?
Took a nice little Roby day on after he concedes to you.
Like I'm like he's going. Mike Evans is going to cover the X Games and he's off the. Air?
Right.
Why aren't you on the
air?
You
can't take a Comrex up to Aspen?
Yeah. I just did it.
Yeah.
I was just on from Aspen with you guys.
Did he actually make it to the X Games? Because I thought it was traffic.
I don't know. I think he's just escaping his family, to be honest with you. I think he's just trying to...
Convenient vacation day after you make a concession.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it'll all disappear by Monday.
Well, you know, it's a tough life. They're going to Aspen for the weekend, then he's going to
Super Bowl.
Miami, you know, because he can't shoot, you know, videos in a hotel here in Colorado.
He's got to go all the way to Miami. What Mike Evans going to do in Miami?
Nothing. He will do nothing.
I thought he was getting his back waxed.
I've been with Mike at Super Bowls. He's the most boring guy of all time. We've had a good time. I mean, he'll do whatever you more or less tell him to do.
He did say, though, that in your honor, he's going to go to the Goodell press conference and raise his hand to try to ask an ownership question.
Well, that would be great. I hope he does that.
Nice.
He's studied at the feet of the master on that. So there's a whole art to that whole thing. The whole Goodell press conference is, I might have been blackballed a little bit.
What did you do?
By who?
Well, I asked Roger Goodell, I don't know. I asked him one time, you know, would he drug test himself?
What?
Mm-hmm, because weed was like a big deal at that time, and you know, and then the next year I asked,
why don't coaches and owners get drug tested?
He said he did. He said he had been drug tested.
I know coaches don't get drug tested.
I did not ask about coaches. It was just a straight on, will you get drug tested? And then the next year, that was in New York. The next year, I asked him about the Broncos ownership situation, where Mike Silver called me an alleged journalist. So that was, what,
I'm not a journalist anyway.
So. Yeah, so it was like 5 years ago that I'm asking the commissioner about the Broncos ownership situation. And then Mike Silver was ripping me. He knows who I am, by the way. But he was ripping me for asking, like, a dumb question. How dumb was that question?
Who talks about who more?
Oh, he never mentions me by name. He just knows who I am.
It's a good move on his part.
It's definitely me talking about him.
That's a power move.
And if you're fronting him on this?
Yeah. He's got you right where he wants you.
It's a very awkward situation. We've been around each other many times, and we just kind of walk past each other like we pretend like we don't see each other. It's one of those sort of deals. But it's tricky because we have a lot of mutual friends, and, like, you know, I don't care, though. I don't like him. I don't respect him. He doesn't like or respect me, so, I mean, we're kind of
even.
It's kind of even. You know, he looks down. He thinks that, you know, I'm like nothing, and...
Oh, he thinks he's better than you.
Oh, he thinks he's better than a lot of people.
Oh, we need to talk to this guy.
We do not need to talk to him. I have no interest. I know what I know about the dude, and it's not... Listen,
I'm
not...
The beauty of being 6'8", I look down on everyone.
There you go, Tyler. The guy isn't... He's slimy with... In my opinion, he's slimy about how he does his job. But he doesn't get it wrong. He just uses... I don't know. Do you have a personal relationship with Mike Silver?
No, I don't.
Do you?
No. At all.
No? Well, you should keep it that way.
Interesting.
Yes.
By the way, that just sort of reminded me a little bit earlier. Some people did text in the name of the teacher that I was talking about at Terry Creek High School. They did connect the dots. They did.
It was hard not to.
What?
I'm dead serious. Dead serious. They texted in the exact name.
Dude, you're like the Truman Show. You are ridiculous.
I know.
You got to expand your circle a little bit, dude. All right. When we come back, hey, the weekend is upon us. What catch your attention? What are you going to do that makes this weekend sportacular? We'll talk about it next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Now, here's The Drive.
All right, fellas, it is the weekend. We are finally here, so I want to ask you, what are you looking forward to sports-wise over the weekend? What's really got your attention for sports this weekend?
Football is a little different from you guys because I know you guys don't really love the Pro Bowl.
Jim, I was waiting for the Pro Bowl. I was waiting to hear.
You had to figure it was going to come from me.
But let's hear the what time is the Pro Bowl? When is it?
I think it's probably 1 o'clock.
Oh,
you're a terrible fan. Fraud alert. Fraud alert.
When is it?
It's super easy to figure out the time. Even though I don't know the exact time, that doesn't necessarily mean that I don't enjoy it. All you have to do is Google it and figure it out, but that does not mean that I'm not going to participate and watch it.
So the Pro Bowl.
Yes.
Not the Senior Bowl.
Oh, I'm going to watch the Senior Bowl as well.
Okay.
I won't watch either one of those.
Why?
Are you guys going to watch those?
Yes, I love watching.
I have no interest in watching the Senior Bowl, and I have no interest in watching the Pro Bowl.
I may throw both on the DVR and go through it a little bit.
Senior Bowl practices, those captivate me. But
those
the game,
were boring. I tried one. Well, here's what I want to see. I do want to see Jalen Hurts, okay? I do want to see Justin Herbert a little bit.
Want to see Love, right?
I want to see Jordan Love a little bit. I love my guy Eno Benjamin, who's a running back out of Arizona State, who may surprise some people a little bit later on. I know he's there. Eno Benjamin, he's a really dynamic running back. He had an incredible career at Arizona State. He's
I know who he is.
Come on, man. Pac-12.
It was a mock about your Arizona State guy. Right over your head.
Brandon,
it's okay.
Brandon Ayuk is another guy, wide receiver that not many people are talking about. I don't think he's at the Senior Bowl. I think he's coming out early.
But this is why I watch the Senior Bowl, because we know about the guys who are going to go day one. And everyone pays attention to those guys on day one. But it's those core guys who don't go in day one that make up the core of the team. And I want to see those guys.
I may throw it on and whip through it a little bit.
Yeah, just fast forward.
I did watch the QB skills competition last night.
I saw some of that. What'd you think?
They're all terrible. nobody can hit a still target. Not a single one of them. Yeah, they were all terrible.
Yeah, dodgeball was something else. Did you see... oh, gosh, who is it?
Don't ruin it for me because I haven't seen it. My son is telling me, we'll watch it this weekend.
Don't ruin dodgeball for you?
Yeah, dodgeball.
Wow. All right, well, I won't ruin it for you.
We'll go ahead and give away the ending to Star Wars, but let's not talk about dodgeball.
Who's this is my senior moment here. Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry. But, all right. Do you guys understand the rules of dodgeball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So catching a ball is just as,
makes the guy out.
That's right. That's just as good as throwing the ball and nailing the dude. So if you can catch every single ball that's thrown at you, now that's a compelling strategy. Hardly anybody uses it.
It's dangerous.
Jarvis Landry put on a demonstration. He literally just rolled the ball back to the other team and just dared them to hit him.
No
multiple
way.
Guys. Jarvis Landry literally won a game by himself when he was outnumbered just by catching all the dodgeballs.
I saw that one O-lineman just get pelted in the face.
That was Quentin Nelson.
Was that Quentin Nelson?
That was Quentin Nelson.
Isn't this the second time that he's won?
By himself?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know the Jarvis Landry dodgeball history, but I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, it was a thing of beauty. I've never seen anybody win a dodgeball game just by catching the ball. Like, that was his whole strategy.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever played dodgeball.
I played dodgeball. It's always about...
Here, dodge this.
It's about, dodge, dip, dive, duck, dodge. It's always about throwing the ball and, trying to hit a guy off the head. Like
that's an extraordinary strategy to prove how great your hands are as a wide receiver.
Dude, you're in for a treat with your son to watch dodgeball. It was fantastic. You got anything in particular you're looking forward to?
No, I'm actually looking forward to the fact that there's nothing I have to sit down and watch. I have been checking in on the Senior Bowl. I actually went back because on Twitter they've got all these highlights of Pro Bowl stuff, and they showed this clip of Richard Sherman when he was playing wide receiver. I watched every single player on the field. I rewinded it enough times to watch every single player on the field. The most pathetic thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, these guys, they weren't tackling. They weren't blocking. They weren't trying to do anything.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand how you watch that.
It was kind of like the Don't Touch Me Bowl. The reason I watch it is, once again, because if there are players who I know who are either coaching in the Pro Bowl or playing. I just watch for that purpose, just to see if they do something great or if they do something that I can kind of text them and say, hey, listen, man, that was a really bonehead play in this game. So that's why I watch. Right?
So you guys are you really criticizing your friend's Pro Bowl performance?
Yeah, yeah. Because that's the relationship that you have, that I have with some of these guys, that you are able to do that. So it becomes a joking thing.
Nobody cares about the NHL All-Star game?
Yes, I do. I will watch that above them all. I forgot about that, but that is the one of all of them that I would prefer to watch.
Better ratings. Pro Bowl, NHL All-Star game.
I bet it's the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, hands down the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I bet it's the Pro Bowl too.
How do you feel if you're the NHL known as though, do you compete against the Pro Bowl for ratings? And even though it's not like an All-Star game where guys are competing at their highest level, and you still lose out on the Nielsen ratings to them.
It's something. It should be an issue. But, you know, then again, the NHL just wants to do their own thing. More fighting, right? More fighting.
More fight.
Not less fighting, more fighting. That should be one of the skills competitions.
Yeah, in hockey.
That would be the most popular skills competition of all.
I'm going to tell you right now. The Drive's ratings would go through the roof if you just let me fight you one time.
It would be a fight.
Just one time.
How would that be entertaining?
Ratings would go through the roof.
Nobody cares about the Nuggets playing Zion and the Pelicans?
Well, see, the Nuggets have lost, if I'm not mistaken, twice to the Pelicans, have they not?
It's kind of a trick question.
I'm going to be honest, you had this schedule dialed in. I didn't have all these games like locked into my mind as you brought them up.
Bit of a trick question because, of course, the game's not being broadcast.
On TV?
The game is not for us on TV.
Zion's not on TV, really?
Why would that not be on television?
It's not on TV.
Zion versus the Nuggets, that's not national?
Forget about altitude, right? It's not. It's not on...
That's amazing.
ABC.
It's not on...
TNT, TBS.
Nothing. Not NBT.
How?
Dude, I mean, the Nugget with the Nuggets record and Zion being fresh back, that feels like that should be on national TV.
Not on TV at all. Just nothing.
How did Adam Silver blow that?
Well, they didn't know when Zion was coming back, and the Nuggets Pelicans on the surface.
I have a flex schedule like the NFL.
So
put games on.
I would love to see it. I guess we'll see highlights later. But to me, that would be the most interesting thing overall.
Over the entire weekend.
So to me, it's a trick question. The most interesting thing to me overall is something we can't even watch. But I'll tell you one thing great. That's tonight. High school basketball. My Smoky Hill Buffaloes playing Eagle Crest. One of the best. I'm telling you, if you want a high school game to go to, two of the top teams in the state, down at Smoky Hill, come all. I'm telling you, it's one of the Creek upset Eagle Crest. Congrats to Creek for beating Eagle Crest. I know. So you never know what's and a great high school basketball game to me is awesome. Tyler, you missed dunks and several great all-star high school.
Why'd you have to do that?
Stuff by the rim. Oh, we got to take a break?
Huh.
Oh, what a
shame. Yeah, break time, huh?
Go through that story again. Nikki Javala, she was out at the Pro Bowl. We'll get her take, especially about the Von Miller situation. Big, Von's deciding to work out this year. Okay, Nikki's next.
Now here's the Drive.
Nikki Javala, she was told that she would never get into the University of North Carolina. Yeah.
A lot of haters out there on Nikki.
Actually, she probably wasn't. She probably had great SATs and all that. Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You ever have a hater? You ever have somebody tell you just couldn't do what you wanted to do?
I mean, yeah, I'm a woman covering football, so that's kind of a daily thing.
How does that?
You know what my favorite part is?
I mean, you just look on Twitter. There's always one of them out there, but I don't care what they think.
My favorite part is you clap back at them.
I don't have patience for that kind of thing.
Specifically, whenever they mention the female reference, you always clap back at that one. I love it.
I know. It's too easy, so.
Nikki, you were at the Pro Bowl practices?
Yeah, that was the best I could do this offseason. Didn't make it to Mobile, not going to go to the Super Bowl, so I went down to Orlando for a couple days and caught up with Vaughn and Cortland and saw Shaq Barrett just before he's about to get a huge contract.
Get paid!
All right, so what's the news? I mean, we really have not done any kind of Pro Bowl updates, but I'm happy to hear what your takeaways were from the Pro Bowl.
I just talked to the guys after practice. I mean, there's not really much going on with the actual Pro Bowl practices and week. I talked to Cortland about, you know, having to change offenses for the third time in as many seasons, what he's heard about Shermer, how he found out that he actually got into the Pro Bowl, because remember initially he was pretty upset that he was snubbed and just voted an alternate.
It is what it is.
Yep, haters everywhere. So, yeah, he said Vic Fangio texted him and said, call him ASAP. So, of course, he was dreading the worst. And then come to find out, Vic told him he made it. So there was some interesting stuff there. I thought it was really interesting watching Vaughn interact with a lot of those guys. I mean, he's
teaching.
He loves it, too. Like, he really loves kind of being – he's coaching coaches out there, which I think is fascinating. And guys love hearing from him. He's just got a real knack for it, and he really enjoys it. So I asked him if they even need to hire another linebackers coach, and he still likes to be coached. So he said yes. I think that was like a politically correct
answer.
There
was something more there, Nikki.
No. Vaughn is interesting this offseason. I just get the sense that he's just really pissed off. Am I allowed to say that on radio?
Yeah, sure, okay. You just did.
And you just asked. Sorry. And you're a woman saying it. It's
unbelievable. Yeah, sorry. Earmuffs. Right. He just seems really ticked off. And, you know, I think that's a good thing. You know, 4 years of losing, he's just not happy with the way things are. And I think that was pretty clear after that Chiefs game. And it doesn't sound like it's gone away. You know, he's... You know, we asked him about that. He had some interesting comments that I'll put out on Monday. But, yeah, he's genuinely sick of all this. And that was a calculated thing that, you know, he went into that and said it. And he knew how the reaction would be. And he wanted it. So I thought it was interesting.
Saw your tweet that Broncos will not be interviewing anybody else for the quarterback's coaching spot. So Mike Shula's the guy.
Mike Shula is the guy, it looks like. I think they're just working out some of the procedural issues, like with, you know, offsets from the Giants and whatnot. So he's definitely the leader in the clubhouse. Been down here for a couple days now.
Nikki, how does the idea that Vaughn decided to kind of cancel his trip to Australia change your perception of what he can actually be in 2020 opposed to what we saw of him in 2019 with 8 sacks?
Yeah. Well, I think he's definitely – he wants more. I think anybody who thought he was just kind of dogging it, that's not true. I do think a part of the Australia thing was the whole country was on fire too, but he didn't say that. I think he really is – he's always been motivated. I mean, this guy, he hates to not play. Like, he starts crying when he can't play. That one game he missed, he was, like, in tears in the locker room because he couldn't be out there. So – I think there's this kind of this perception that Vaughn is just this really laid back, chill guy. And he is in most respects, but he's also one of the most competitive people I've met. So the losing, he took it harder than anybody in that locker room. You could see it after every game. So I think once the season ended, he was serious about getting back out there and going back to work with that trainer, that he worked with ahead of the, I think it was the 2017 season when he came back and he had like monster quads and a tiny waist, you know. So he's a motivated guy and he doesn't want to have another season like that, personally and for the team.
You know, with his contract situation, there's no way this year he's fine. But there's not that much money. The following year, 2021, could this be a farewell tour for Vaughn with the Broncos?
Very much so. I mean, and that's not to say it will happen. I don't want to freak people out. But given the structure of his contract, it's an easy out for the Broncos if, you know, they don't feel he's producing or they say, oh, he's going to be 32. That's usually when they cut ties with guys. I mean, just look at their history. And he knows that. I mean, that was one of the things he mentioned when I asked, you know, why did you decide to go back and work with this trainer who's like, you know, it's an awful regimen. It just looks miserable. But it really gets him in shape. And he said, you know, one of the reasons is he's going to be 31. He knows he doesn't have forever. He's on the second phase of his career. However long that is, we don't know. I mean, he's talked about, you know, trying to break Bruce Smith's record. But, you know, he knows he doesn't have forever. And once you hit the 30s, teams view you differently, whether it's fair or not. So, I think he very much views this as a very important season for him personally. They have to get this turned around. He has to get his numbers up, too, for his future. So there's more at stake for Vaughn than, you know, previous years, I would say.
All right, great stuff. Nikki, who takes care of Joey when you're on the road?
Mm. Oh, he has a sitter, Joey. Wendy. She's wonderful.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want, because, you know, Tyler's got a big old dog, too, Samson.
Way cuter than Joey.
Way cuter than Joey?
Way cuter than Joey.
Wow.
Joey's
dog will
settle down just a little bit.
Well, yeah. Joey's pretty cute.
Joey's okay, but
he's
Samson.
He's right next to me. He
Samson,
can hear you.
I'm sorry, Joey.
I don't like your attitude.
Wow. Joey, you know I didn't mean that. I love you, Joey.
Wow.
Get your damn act together.
I mean, it was one thing when Parker the Snow Dog is just more famous, but you're going with the cute thing?
Well, I mean, have you seen my dog?
He's pretty fluffy. Okay. He's very fluffy.
Thank you.
Nikki, we're glad you made it back from Florida, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Nikki.
Hi, we appreciate it. Nikki Jabala from The Athletic. Great stuff about Von Miller. Great stuff on the way from Peyton Manning's second best friend. Not his best friend, but his second best friend, Cecil Lammy, fresh from the Senior Bowl. Cecil the Diesel is next on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 104.3thefan.com.